Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Ministry of Liberty Counsel, at its core, is a public interest law firm advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family. But Liberty Counsel has many other ministry projects and affiliated ministries that we'll talk about this week. But in one of our core mission areas, religious freedom, we have the privilege of advancing religious freedom by representing Child Evangelism Fellowship. It's a worldwide ministry. It's in more nations than any other ministry in the world. But one nation it's not in, and one nation we've been praying for, is North Korea. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, we have a poster that Child Evangelism Fellowship has put out, and Reese Kaufman, who's the president of Child Evangelism Fellowship and the ministry of CEF, have been praying for opening the doors of North Korea. That ministry is not in North Korea. Most Christian ministries have no ability to get into North Korea. It's one of the most closed nations in the world, even more so than some China, of these Muslim countries in the Middle East. North Korea is a nation that has been really, really hard to penetrate. But Matt, there have been some significant changes over the last several weeks and months with the North Korean leader.
Yeah.
Who said, quote, "There will be no more war on the Korean Peninsula and a new age of peace has begun."
That's a miracle, guys. Yeah.
We can only hope and pray that this is legitimate, that he's not just posturing in order to try to get credibility and normalization kind of in the eyes of the world population. Certainly engaging in overt acts that would seem to indicate that he is softening on a number of issues. Obviously, he released in the buildup to the summit with Donald Trump, with President Trump, which is in itself simply amazing that that would happen. He met with the South Korean leader. They met in the demilitarized zone. They're saying they're going to end the war. They're dismantling their nuclear test site, dismantling their nuclear weapons. And there are reports from North Korea I take with a pound of skepticism. It's kind of a trust but verify, I'll believe it when I see it. But there are some reports out there that seem to indicate that there's a softening on its oppression and persecution of Christians. We saw him release three devout Christian political hostages there in North Korea, a tremendous success for this president. And praise the Lord that these three individuals, American citizens, were released.
You know, and that's just the beginning. I mean, the U.S. State Department has said that between 10 to 45% of all the people imprisoned in North Korea are Christians, and they're in jail because of their faith. But yet, despite that, God is working, and they've seen an increase in the Christian population in that country that has multiplied five times from 2012 to 2017 to where there may be more than 400,000 Christians there now.
Wow.
Praise
God. It's huge. And, you know, North Korea has persecuted Christians for so long.
Yeah.
And amazingly, when the two leaders of North and South Korea met, what the media oftentimes didn't report is that the South Korean Christians, and certainly those Christians in North Korea, were praying, had been praying, had been fasting for that meeting. A group of Christian politicians held a fasting and prayer event at the National Assembly buildings in Seoul. And North Korea has persecuted Christians for years. They have demanded that people worship the Kim family. Well, after Kim Jong-un became dictator in 2011, his cruel regime, along with the misery of famine and economic rule, caused people to become disillusioned with the phony utopia that Kim claimed to rule over. And so many of them began looking towards other meaning, and many of them have become Christians. So Christianity is in North Korea. You can't repress it anywhere.
Right.
It's going to go underground. It's going to be in the house churches. And people are putting their lives on the line. So we want to pray for these persecuted Christians. We want to pray for the Christians in North Korea. We want to pray that this change not only deals with the relationship between North and South Korea, but the relationship between the United States and North Korea.
Yeah.
And that this repression begins to ease and the doors for the gospel begin to open. I know groups like Child Evangelism Fellowship, which have a ministry mm-hmm. to young people, roughly ages 5 through 12, a very powerful ministry to young boys and girls, has ministries all over the world, but not in North Korea. And no. that has been a prayer.
Yes.
In fact, we have that poster that they made in one of our kitchens there to remind us to pray at the Liberty Council office for the gospel to be able to go yes. in North Korea. And we have the privilege of being able to represent Child Evangelism Fellowship along with many, many other ministries and individuals as we advance religious freedom. We also have, as part of our Liberty Council ministry, Liberty Relief International, which helps persecuted Christians around the world. There's lots of persecuted Christians throughout the Middle East, but North Korea is another one of those places. I know ministries that work in these places on the ground have been praying.
Like Open Doors.
Like yeah. Open it's Doors and partners. Others praying for yeah. the persecuted Christians there. You can support persecuted Christians, help them with humanitarian needs, safety, security, job training, and spiritual needs as well.
Yeah.
Through our ministry called Liberty Relief International.
Wouldn't it be amazing to see, and hopefully soon, the churches in South Korea going up to North Korea with food, with medicine, and with the gospel of Jesus Christ? What a miracle that would
what
be.
What a miracle. Persecution is yes. like fertilizer for Christianity.
Right.
It's since its inception, Christianity grows and thrives amid persecution. And it's because Christianity is truth. And even an oppressive regime like North Korea that with the threat of right. death to Christians and their family members and imprisonment, and you know those buoys that float on a lake, you can tie a rope to that buoy, the rope being atheism, and you can try to pull that buoy underwater and then fasten it at the bottom of the lake, right? And that buoy will be held underwater for a while, but atheism is a lie and it will rot and it will chip away and eventually right. it breaks and that buoy will explode to the surface, that buoy being truth, being Christianity. And I'm praying
and hope.
And we're in hope, and we're seeing that happen in North Korea.
Yeah, that's amazing. And we continue to pray. We urge you to pray for real transformation, long-term transformation of North Korea and its leaders. You know, it would be amazing to see the gospel go into North Korea and all over the world with regards to not only North Korea, but some of these other repressive countries. Because when the gospel comes in, you know, the scriptures say, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what?
Liberty.
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 There's freedom. And that brings freedom not only from the bondage of sin,
right.
but external freedom as well.
Right, and it's through our prayers that God works. It's not really any politicians or any laws, but it's through our prayers that God chooses to work.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so this is an amazing change of events. Who would have thought? But we need to continue to pray. It's continuing to be a delicate situation. It's a huge reversal. Kim Jong-un has stated that he will destroy his nuclear test site, which is a huge issue. Of course, it seems as though it collapsed anyway, but yeah. they're going to destroy that and stop the nuclear testing. And the defectors who have left, and some of those we've seen on TV, like the soldier, for example, and we've read about them, where they have all kinds of tapeworms and other kinds of diseases that, and these are people in the military, the common person is in a horrible state of situation in North Korea. But the Kim family is afraid, according to defectors, that if Christianity spreads too much, people will worship the real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, rather than the Kim family. Well, that's a definite. Christians are not going to worship a man. But I tell you what, worshiping a God will ultimately bring respect to those who are in power, and also support and complete transformation, not only of the inside, but of the entire nation. Pray for Liberty Council as we continue to advance religious freedom to help persecuted Christians. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Remember us in your prayer and your financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.